Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19, and then verses 22 and 23. Even though I am a free man with no master, I have become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ. When I am with those who are weak, I share their weakness, for I want to bring the weak to Christ. Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in its blessings. I love meeting people who are passionate about something. You know what I mean? It may be their love of horses, a particular football club, or their devotion to gardening. You sense that their whole life is tuned into their passion, and I find it fascinating to learn how they organize their lives. Paul was clearly passionate about people finding salvation in Jesus, and here he lets us see his strategy for spreading this amazing message. His method was to get alongside people, whatever their background or their way of life. Whether they were a Jew or a Gentile, weak or strong, he would look for the common ground as a starting point to share the good news of Jesus. It's always the most incredible privilege to talk with other people about Jesus, but the conversation will never get anywhere unless you can find common ground. Paul seems to suggest that if you look hard enough, you will find that with anyone. It's not a case of putting on an act, but of showing so much interest in another person that you discover those places where your life meets theirs. When that firm link has been established, you are then able to share the good news in a way that's relevant to them. Paul's intention was never to force his faith on another person, and it shouldn't be ours, but he was passionate about giving everyone a chance to hear just how great God is, and that would surely be a great objective for all of us. And now let me ask you a question. In what way can you find common ground with the people you see regularly who don't know Jesus? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that we have such good news to share. Help us by your Holy Spirit to find ways of sharing it with those whom we meet day by day. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.